Chapter 9. Places to prepare the mourning beside the deathbed, the dying person sometimes assisting, who also selects his or her bearers on such occasions. Coats, line 7, old name for petticoats. News for her mother, I, 1 mile more is where your door is, mother mine. Harvest's coming, mills are strumming, apples fine, and the cider made to year will be as wine. 2, yet, not viewing what they doing here around as it thrills me, and so fills me, that I bound like a ball, or leaf or lamb along the ground. 3, tremble not now at your lot now, silly soul. Hosts have sped them quick to wet them, great and small, since the first two sighing half-hearts made a hole. IV, yet I wonder, will it sunder her from me? Will she guess, that I said S, that is I'd be, ere I thought she might not see him as I see? V, old brown gable, granary, stable, here you are. O my mother, can another ever bar mine from thy heart, make thy nearness seem afar? The fiddler knows what's brewing to the lilt of his lyric wiles. The fiddler knows what ruin will come of this night's smiles. He sees couples join them for dancing, and afterwards joining for life. He sees them pay high for their prancing by a welter of wedded strife. He twangs. Music hails from the devil, though vaunted to come from heaven, for it makes people do at a revel what multiplies sins by 7. There's many a heart now mangled, and waiting its time to go, whose tendrils were first entangled by my sweet viol and bow. The husband's view, can anything avail beldam for my hid grief? Listen. I'll tell the tale, it may bring faint relief. I came where I was not known, and hoped to flee my sin, and walking forth alone a young man said, good then. ... in gentle voice and true he asked to marry me. You only you fulfill my dream. ... said he. We married o' Monday morn, in the month of hay and flowers. My cares were nigh forsworn, and perfect love was ours. But ere the days are long, untimely fruit will show. My love keeps up his song, undreaming it is so. And I awake in the night, and think of months gone by, and of that cause of flight hidden from my love's eye. Discovery borders near, and then... ... but something stirred? My husband, he is here. Heaven, has he overheard? Yes. I have heard, sweet Nan, I have known it all the time. I am not a particular man, misfortunes are no crime. And what with our serious need of sons for soldiering, that accident, indeed, to maids, is a useful thing. Roseanne, why didn't you say you was promised, Roseanne? Why didn't you name it to me, ere ever you tempted me hither, Roseanne, so often, so wearifully? Oh, why did you let me be near ye, Roseanne, talking things about wedlock so free, and never by nod or by whisper, Roseanne, give a hint that it wasn't to be. Down home I was raising a flock of stock ewes, cocks, and hens, and wee chickens by scores, and lavendered linen all ready to use, a-dreaming that they would be yours. Mother said, he's a sport-making maiden, my son, and a pretty sharp quarrel had we. Oh, why do you prove by this wrong you have done, that I saw not what mother could see? Never once did you say you was promised, Roseanne, never once did I dream it to be, and it cuts to the heart to be treated, Roseanne, as you in your scorning treat me. The homecoming, gruffly growled the wind on taller downland broad and bare, and lonesome was the house, and dark, and few came there. Now don't ye rub your eyes so red. We're home and have no cares. Here's a skimmer cake for supper, pickled onions, and some pears. I've got a little keg o' some at strong too, under stairs. What, slight your husband's victuals? Other brides can tackle theirs. The wind of winter mood, and mouth their chimney like a horn, and round the house and past the house 'twas leafless and lorn. But my dear and tender poppet, then, how came ye to agree in Ival Church this morning? Sure, there right you married me. Ooh-ooh. I don't know, I forgot how strange and far 'twould be, and I wish I was at home again with dear daddy. Gruffly growled the wind on taller downland broad and bare, and lonesome was the house and dark, and few came there. I didn't think such furniture as this was all you'd own, and great black beams for ceiling, and a floor o' wretched stone, and nasty pewter platters, horrid forks of steel and bone, and a monstrous crockin' chimney. 'Twas to me quite unbeckonin'. Rattle, rattle went the door. Down flapped a cloud of smoke, a shifting north the wicked wind assayed a smarter stroke. Now sit ye by the fire, poppet, put yourself at ease, and keep your little thumb out of your mouth, dear please, and I'll sing to ye a pretty song of lovely flowers and bees, and happy lovers taking walks within a grove o' trees. Gruffly growled the wind on toller down, so bleak and bare, and lonesome was the house, and dark, and few came there. Now, don't ye gnaw your handkercher, 'twill hurt your little tongue, and if you do feel spitish, 'tis because ye are over young, but ye will be getting older, like us all, ere very long, and ye will see me as I am a man who never did ye wrong. Straight from Whitsheet Hill to Benville Lane the blisters pass, hitting hedges, milestones, handposts, trees, and tufts of grass. Well, had I only known, my dear, that this was how you'd be, I'd have married her of riper years, that was so fond of me. But since I can't, I've half a mind to run away to sea, and leave ye to go barefoot to your dee-dee-da-dee. Up one wall, and down the other past each window pane prance the gusts, and then away down Crimmercrock's long lane. I don't know what to say, Tot, since your wife I vowed to be. And as 'tis done, I suppose here I must bide poor me. I as you are K.I.K.I. kind, I'll try to live along with thee, although I'd fain have stayed at home with dear daddy. Gruffly growled the wind on toller down, so bleak and bare, and lonesome was the house and dark, and few came there. That's right, my heart. And though unhaunted toller down we be, and the wind swears things in chimney, we'll to supper merrily. So don't ye tap your shoe so pettish-like, but smile at me, and ye'll soon forget to sock, and sigh for dear daddy. December 1901. Pieces occasional and various. A church romance, Mellstock, circa 1835. She turned in the high pew, until her sight swept the west gallery, and caught its row of music men with viol, book, and bow against the sinking sad tower window light. She turned again. And in her pride's despite one strenuous viol's inspire seemed to throw a message from his string to her below, which said, "Claim me as my own forthright." Thus their heart's bond began, in due time signed. And long years thence, when age had scared romance, at some old attitude of his, or glance that gallery scene would break upon her mind, with him as minstrel, ardent, young, and trim, bowing you Sabbather and Ephraim. The rash bride and experience of the Mellstock choir, I we Christmas carol down the vale, and up the vale, and round the vale, we played and sang that night as we were yearly wont, to do a carol in a minor key, a carol in the major D, then at each house. Ood wishes. Many Christmas joys to you. To, next, to the widows John and I, and all the rest drew on. And I discerned that John could hardly hold the tongue of him for joy. The widow was a sweet young thing whom John was bent on marrying, inquiring at her casement seemed romantic to the boy. 3, she'll make reply, I trust, said he, to our salute. She must, said he, and then I will accost her gently much to her surprise. For knowing not I am with you here, when I speak up, and call her dear, a tenderness will fill her voice, a bashfulness her eyes. IV. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.